A lot happened since we met on Wednesday. A lot happened from my perspective in the state of Israel. I'm still trying to process the information in my mind, and I just wanted to make one comment about the recent election to the chief rabbinate. We have new chief rabbis. I want to wish them a lot of success and luck and siyata dishmaya and everything else they need in order to succeed. I don't know the two gentlemen that were elected personally. I do not know what their plans are because they didn't make it public. And I just want to say one thing as to how at least I see the function of a rabbinate in general and the chief rabbinate of the state of Israel in particular, which I believe is going to be germane and paramount to any spiritual leader and to any individual that at least would like to promote spirituality. And I want to put it in the context of something that we've not yet read, but it will be just a matter of 6 days before we do. We're going to read in this week's Parsha a lot about happiness. Happiness. I'll give you an example. Parshat Re'eh, coming up. You're going to eat the korbanos in front of Hashem. You're going to eat your maizros in front of Hashem. You're going to eat your tumos and your maestros and your korbanos, you, your family, and you will be happy before God. Happy. What does happy mean? Someone asks you, what is simcha? Happy. I need to be happy. The pasuk says, v'samachta. What does happiness mean? Another example, end of this week's coming Parsha. Parshat Re'eh at the end talks about the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and anyone want to fill in the gap? Sukkot. At the end of this week's Parsha, it says, this is the Torah reading for the last day of Yontiv, of Pesach, and of Shavuos and Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeret and Chutz La'aretz, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You shall be happy before God on Shavuos. And the Gemara and Chazal Darshan, just like it says it by Shavuos, it's going to be the same on Pesach and Sukkot. And by Sukkot, as we know, V'samachta b'chagecha, and you shall be happy on your holiday. What does Simcha mean?
Halachically or emotionally?
What does Simcha mean? Define here. A person now has to translate the Torah. It says V'samachta, and you shall be happy before God. What does Simcha mean? We've read it. We've sung it. Pardon?
If you want something concrete, people generally eat meat and drink wine. That's concrete. I mean,
you're answering what you have to do.
Concrete.
No, no. You're answering what you have to do. My question is, define the word simcha. Not what you have to
so
do.
Emotionally.
So the Torah is now telling you emotionally be happy?
No, I'm just asking.
Let's just say a person, you know, what can you do? He is going through an emotional, psychological challenge of some sort. And his psychologist is away on Sukkot. He went away. Took a vacation. And he has something that he needs to talk it out. And lo aleinu, it's not around. You're going to say, tough nugs, be happy? What does happiness mean? How can the Torah tell me what to feel? It can't be. You have to be happy.
There's one of two choices. Either concrete, what do you have to do, or how do you have to feel?
So Mitch is saying maybe
unless
it means just do. Do something. Forget about it. In other words, v'samachta is not an emotion. It's not your heart. It's not a state of mind. It's eat meat and drink wine.
That's one possibility.
Incidentally, you should know that the Gemara talks about wine bringing you to simcha. It doesn't talk about meat. When the Rambam codifies this law of simcha in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yontiv, he adds in meat. And it's interesting that the Jewish people have always said meat and wine, quoting the Rambam and not quoting the original source, which just talks about wine. That's what you have to do. What are you supposed to feel? Well, what's the simcha? Let's say I'm saying Sukkot, I'm bankrupt. What am I going to do? So I have to be happy? What does simcha mean? We're going to read it this week a few times. Comes Rav Soloveitchik and explains. Simcha means exactly what the pasuk says a minute later. V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and you shall be happy before God. Simcha is a state of mind of you feeling you're standing in front of God, which brings you to a state of satisfaction because you have a sense of mission in your life. There's a God who is the king of the world, and he made a deal with the Jewish people that we're partners. And therefore my job in the world is to promote godliness or divineness in the world, and that gives me a sense of mission. And a few times a year, this comes to the fore. This comes to the fore because a few times a year, we're actually physically before God. Where is that? In the Beit HaMikdash. So ultimately, when you stand before God, the petty little problems of life sort of drift away because, you know, I got God on my side. He's with us. We have a deal, number one. Number two, he gives me a sense of mission. What do I need to do in the world? And that gives me a state of simcha, a state of happiness because, thank God, I know what to do. Imagine a person getting up in the morning, doesn't know what to do with his life. He's retired. He doesn't know what to do. He's not happy. He doesn't know what to do. When you're b'fnei Hashem, you know what to do. You have to promote godliness, which means loving justice, which means being honest, which means being genuine, which means being a mensch, and for a Jew it means all the mitzvahs. And therefore when you go through the parsha and you get to all the various places that talks of v'samachta, it always talks about being lifnei Hashem, before God, either physically in the Beis HaMikdash, or when you feel God's presence, such as on Yom Tov, because of all the abnormal events that God did to us on Yom Tov. On Pesach, he abnormally took a nation of slaves into freedom. And on Shavuos, he gave the godly Torah to a bunch of peasant little human beings. And on Sukkot, he watched over us in the desert for 40 years, which is abnormal to survive in the desert for 40 years. That's what Simcha meant in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. And he proved it. He proved it because if you think about it, this is exactly what the Gemara says regarding bad events. What's the flip side of Simcha? Avelus. So when you hear a bad event, you make a bracha. What's the bracha? Dayana Emet. And when there's a nice event, you make a nice bracha. If it's for you, Shechianu, and if it's for you and for someone else in your family, Hatova Ametiv. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Beseches Brachos, Kishem Shadam Mevarech Ala Tova, Kach Mevarech Ala Ra'a. What's the Kishem mean? I won the lottery, I make a bracha. I lose all my money, I make a bracha Kishem. Just like I make a bracha here, I make a bracha there. And the Gemara answers, L'kabalo besimcha, you shall accept it besimcha. So what's besimcha mean? I just lost all my money, I have to be happy? Simcha means there is a God in the world. I may not understand what he did, but thank God it's not by chance. Thank God it's not bad luck. There is a God in the world that is ruling things, and therefore I can't come and say it's a coincidence. There's a God. He's controlling it. As to why, I don't know. And I don't think any human being alive can answer that question. But simcha means a state that you're before God, which gives you three things. Number one, God is ruling over the world and taking care of you. I may not understand what he's doing when I get a whack, but there's a reason for things. Number two, it gives me a sense of mission. There's no such thing as a Jew being bored. He's God's partner. He got a lot of work to do. And number three, when those abnormal events happen, which are either good or bad, you do make a bracha because it's not coincidental. It gives you a sense of satisfaction. Thank God I'm in a framework. You know, I'm not living in Hefkerveld. I'm not living in a world where everything's chance-oriented. And therefore, in a few more weeks, we are going to read that God may curse the Jewish people. Which parsha? Where's the Tochecha? Parsha Tochecha, Parsha Kitavo. God's made curse the Jewish people. Do you remember the reason why he's going to curse the Jewish people? Why is God going to curse the Jewish people? He doesn't say just because of Averos. That would be an easy answer. Do you remember? Tachat asher lo abadeta Hashem Elokecha, because you did not serve the Lord your God, besimcha uvetuv levav, with simcha and with the goodness of your heart. Now what does that mean? That means that if you do a mitzvah, it could be shaking a lulav and davening and putting on tefillin, but you don't have that sense that God is in front of you, that this is a divinely inspired act, then you're a robot and you're a monkey. That's all you are. It means nothing to you emotionally. When you do a mitzvah, you have to feel I'm doing it because I'm standing in front of God. And God commanded me to do it, and this creates a relationship with God. And if you don't feel that, then God forbid the curses will happen. Not tachat asher asita averot. Tachat asher lo shamata bekoli. No. Tachat asher lo avadata Hashem elokecha besimcha uvetuv levav. If there's anything I hope and wish for at this moment in time in the state of Israel, as we enter August of 2013, it is that the new chief rabbis will view themselves as spiritual leaders trying to bring the presence of God and spirituality into the public thoroughfare of Israel. What I don't want to see is the chief rabbinate giving what we call religious services. You want a wedding? There you go. You want kashrus? There you go. You want an Erev? You want a mikvah? There you go. That's tachat asher avadata at Hashem Elokecha. Hey, you want to do a mitzvah? Who wants to do mitzvahs? The religious. Here you go. We'll give you services. I want to see the besimcha v'tuv levav. I want to see a situation in which they are spiritual leaders who are trying to promote spirituality on the public thoroughfare of the state of Israel. And let me give you a concrete example of what I mean. A couple comes and registers for marriage. Are you going to say, name, where you're born, you should bring all your papers, stamps, this is what you got to do, goodbye? Or are you going to see that as an opportunity to promote spirituality? Good morning, mazel tov, you're building a new home, the next link in the chain of Jewish people starting all the way from our great-grandfather Abraham, and you're the next in line, it's great to see you. Now, we need to take care of a few paperwork, let's get through it. And if there's a problem, we're going to help you get through it. That's a spiritual leader. If you're just a giver of services, then due respect, you know. Passport control officer doesn't have to be nice, and neither does the guy in the rabbinate. But if you're a spiritual leader, believe me, you have to be a spiritual leader in every which way, shape, and form. Even when they come to register for marriage, or for divorce, lo aleinu, or for other things. Giving religious services should be a means to promote the spirituality. And more people in Israel today want to grasp spirituality. Do you want to know why? I don't know why. I'm just happy with the results. I can try to define why. It could be because, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a world where it doesn't take a long time to do laundry and cook and clean. So you have time to sort of contemplate, what am I here for? So many non-religious Jews, or so-called non-religious Jews, are, thank God, going back to the ancient texts of our religion and trying to learn and trying to seek and trying to gain. This is the time, and the time is ripe for spiritual leaders, not givers of religious services. I don't want to see clerks. I want to see leaders. And a leader is one who talks differently and acts differently because he understands that he is representing God on earth. I want to see the name of God invoked in people's lives more and more. And not just, they registered for marriage, good. You registered for divorce, good. You have all your papers, great. We have an efficient system. That's not enough. And even if they computerize the system and it's internet-based and it's so easy and accessible, that's not going to promote spirituality. If you want spirituality promoted, you have to act like a religious leader. And a religious leader acts differently when someone comes into his office. He's not a giver of services. He's not a clerk. And this has so many ramifications in the public thoroughfare of the state of Israel. I mentioned marriage. Let's talk about another issue, and that is, of course, kashrut. Kashrut is a big issue in Israel. There's many, many different kosher givers, as the saying goes. I can promise you that because we're living in Israel, the majority of Israelis keep kosher. There's surveys done every once in a while. The majority keep kosher for a very simple reason. It's very hard not to keep kosher when you're in Israel. What are you going to do? Seek out the treif meat? So therefore, it's not so difficult. So you have a restaurant, and you want to make it kosher. How do you talk to the guy? Do you come in and you say, business-wise, we're going to bring you more and more clients, you better make yourself kosher. Or if you don't make yourself kosher, we're going to boycott you. That's a giver of religious services. I need to see on my list more kosher restaurants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the way to do it. Or do you try to promote spirituality? Do you go to the person and you quote from him a pasuk from this week's parsha as well? A pasuk that's, when you read it, you get hungry. I don't know how we're going to read it this Shabbos on an empty stomach. This is a hard pasuk to read on an empty some stomach. You ready for the pasuk? Everyone ate breakfast this morning except for me?
No.
Here we go. Here we go. Everybody ready? Rock. Rock b'cholavat nafshecha tizbach fa'achalta basar ki v'krat Hashem b'lokecha shenatam lecha b'chol sharecha v'chacha b'cha b'cholavat nafshecha. The pasuk basically comes and says 25 times the word basar. Meat, meat, meat. You like meat, you want meat. You're not going to stop eating meat. It's going to be something that you're going to want and you're going to continue to want. And the pasuk says that ultimately you're going to do this in a certain way. How are you going to do it? So the pasuk says, if it's korbanos, you eat it in Yerushalayim in a certain way. And if it's not korbanos, you eat it at home in a certain way. What does that tell you? That eating could become what? A what? A religious experience. If you go to a restaurant owner and you say your restaurant can become a religious experience for many, and you can be the promoter of that religious experience, you'll make your money like anyone else. Yes, you'll have to pay for the supervision. I believe you'll get further than if you come in with, you want to be kosher or not? I mean, I wouldn't want to be kosher under those circumstances. It sounds disgusting. I believe that a job of a rabbi is to be a spiritual leader, not a giver of services, not to do funerals and weddings and read the Torah, but rather to promote spirituality, which means, ben Ashar, weddings and funerals and whatnot, but not, I'm here to give you a wedding, you want it, take it or leave it, but rather, let's bring some kedusha into your life, let's bring some sanctity into a marriage you want anyway, let's do it in a Jewish way, are you ready or not? That's what I want to see. It's not a chokhmah to come and say, we're going to make a system efficient. It's a chokhmah to come and say, we're going to make a system attractive. I want to see the chief rabbis of the state of Israel, newly elected, to make Judaism attractive, to make Judaism a spiritual experience, not technicalities that we do. Tachat asher lo avadata at Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav, God says, I will curse the Jewish people, God forbid. Not because they didn't do mitzvahs, because they didn't do it b'simcha. They didn't do it with a sense of spirituality. That's what I believe is now on the agenda of the newly elected chief rabbis. It has to penetrate downwards to the clerks in every single office. It has to penetrate downwards to every last person who deals with another Jew under the rubric of rabbinate. Because from their perspective, when they walk into the building, they're walking into Judaism. And if their experience there is going to be one of spirituality, you never know what might happen. And I'm not in a naive idiot to think, oh, they have a nice experience, tomorrow they put on tefillin. But it's a start. And you have no right not to try. That's what I want to see on the agenda. That's what I want to see. And it can penetrate to the private individual coming to register for marriage, and it can even penetrate to the public arena. Are we going to see more and more Knesset members and government officials invoking Torah texts, or aren't we? Are we going to see the values of the Torah becoming more and more public, part of the public thoroughfare, or aren't we? It's no chachma to close streets on Shabbos and throw rocks at people who drive. That's shtuyot. You know what that's like? That's like you're supposed to drive slowly. No one drives slowly. So what do? You put a car with a siren on top. That's called in English a police car. And you paint on it, Mishteret HaTenua, and you put it on the side of the road. As soon as people see it from afar, what do? They slow down. Then they drive by the police car. Everything all right? Good. Finished? Police car's not in our mirror. Boom! It's no chokhmah to close streets and throw rocks. The chokhmah is to try to tell people what it means to say goodbye to your car and to your email and to your phone for 25 hours every week and to look your family in the eye. That's a chokhmah. It may not work with everyone, and I'm not naive, but we have to start. And the job of the new chief rabbis is to be spiritual leaders, not religious clerks. Religious clerks is so easy to find. You check any building in the state of Israel, you'll find religious clerks. We need spiritual leaders, and I hope and pray that the newly elected chief rabbis will be spiritual leaders.